Under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, more than 200 village corporations were promised land in and around their communities. At a meeting of the Alaska Native Village CEOs Association in Anchorage this week, participants described the problems they're encountering with the contaminated lands that were conveyed to them. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Alaska Native corporations say they've had to spend money cleaning up contaminated sites and battling federal and state agencies to try and get them to clean up the sites or to get them back into federal ownership. Brendan Kane, vice president and general counsel for the EAC Corporation, says current information is not available, but a 1998 report listed 650 contaminated sites that had been conveyed to village corporations. He says some of those have been cleaned up, but others have been discovered, and he estimates the number is still in the hundreds. He says the lands were conveyed to the corporations from a number of federal entities.
A lot of military contamination, formerly used defense sites, which are called FUDs, FAA sites, Federal Aviation Administration sites, former mining sites, old schools, BIA schools.
Kane says the types of contaminants found at the sites also varies.
Arsenic, mercury, heavy metals, petroleum products, PCBs, mercury.
Anything else?
Pretty long list. Unexploded ordnances. I mean, that's a significant type of contamination that.
Cameron Leonard is senior environmental counsel at the Perkins Coie Law Firm, which has several village corporations as clients. He says even though the corporations were not the polluters, they now own the problems.
Well, the problem is very simple, that under state and federal law, there's a strict liability system where the owners of the land are liable even if they didn't create the problem, even if they didn't create the contamination. So these ANCSA corporations who acquire their land from the federal government find out later that they acquired legacy contamination. And because of the way the laws are written, they're liable for a problem they didn't create and a problem that, you know, is going to be expensive for them to cure.
And Leonard says trading or giving the land back to the federal agency that once owned it is not easy.
It's hard for the Native corporations, once they've taken their full allotment of land, then to do an exchange of a parcel they've already accepted for a new parcel typically would take an act of Congress.
Kane says some of the former landowners have been more helpful than others.
Some of the federal entities have acknowledged their responsibility and they're sort of proactively cleaning up some of these sites.
David Anderson is senior vice president of the Natives of Kodiak Village Corporation. He says the company selected lands north of Kodiak and built 122 single-family residences on one side of Spruce Cape. He says they'd like to develop the other side of the Cape too, but can't.
We've had some tar pits and stuff that were buried by the military when they left there, when this land was conveyed to us. We didn't understand the significance. I don't think anybody did when this land was first conveyed to anybody, the significance of the contamination that was left behind. And what we're looking at is most of it's been cleaned up through the superfunds there. And some of the contamination has gone down into the fractured rock and is never going to be wholly done and back in the way we'd like it.
Anderson says now that surface areas have been cleaned up, the corporation is working to figure out how it could build a hotel or otherwise develop the land.
Well, we're trying to get water from the city side there out to our property because we can't drill wells because of the depth of, we don't know how far that goes down and the contamination to the water there.
Village corporations are working with the Bureau of Land Management, the agency that conveyed the lands to them, and Alaska's congressional delegation on potential solutions. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.